Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Neil, thank you very much for that. Now, an increase of grant limits and income thresholds for housing adaptation grants have been approved by Cabinet today. Grant limits are set to be increased by over 30%, while income thresholds will rise by 25%. There'll also be some changes made to means testing for the grants. We'll be getting reaction from Social Democrat TD Kino Callaghan in just a couple of minutes. But first, shortly before coming on air, I spoke to Minister of State at the Department of Housing, Alan Dillon, and I began by asking him how much the grants will increase by.
The key recommendations is that there will be a 33% increase in the grant limits overall. And for example, a new recommended upper limit for the funding of the housing adaptation grant for people with disabilities will increase from €30,000 to €40,000. The mobility aid grant will move from €6,000 to €8,000. And the housing aid for older people will rise from €8,000 to €10,700. So this is really a significant increase. We will also see a 25% increase in the income threshold, and that will facilitate more applicants applying as well as applicants assessing the higher grant allocation. So really
and
positive
up until
overall.
This point, when it comes to the income threshold, the income of the owner or the tenant, their spouse and all adult members of the household was assessed. That's being changed as well.
It is, and that is in line to previous regulations which were applied back in 2014. So in 2024, the yearly household income threshold will range from 37,500 to 75,000 compared to 30,000 to 60,000 previously. So substantial increases.
So when will all this be available to people then? When will this be coming in?
So we would hope to engage with DEEPR in ensuring that we can revise the current regulations to meet the recommendations contained within this report, and we would hope to have them enacted in early 2025.
In early 25, okay. That all sounds great now if you can, first of all, get your hands on the money and go through the process with local authorities and then get the contractors needed to put in place. But that's causing major problems around the country, isn't it? There's big backlogs, big waiting lists.
Well, there is a big demand for housing adaptation grants. There's no denying that. We have provided Exchequer funding in 2024 to the tune of €74.5 million. And there is a 20% local authority contribution. So overall, the scheme on an annual basis has increased to €93 million. And we do work with independent contractors, local authorities to deliver the programme. And it has made an enormous benefit to those who have got
onto
the scheme.
But that's if you can get it, I suppose. That's the thing. I mean, I was just looking at what's happening around the country on this, and in Clare just 2 days ago, Independent Councillor Gerry Flynn was talking about this. He was saying that people, even in the most dire need of the finance in Clare, are being left on waiting lists for months on end. In Louth, in September of last year, they actually had to close the applications to new applicants because they had a backlog of over 500.
Well, our department works very closely with each of the local authorities to ensure that they have access to any funding that requires exceptional circumstances, and we do ensure that local authorities themselves don't spend all their money early in the year, that they would retain a certain proportion to ensure that they can continue.
Sorry,
to
Minister,
streamline.
I think you're not understanding the problems that I'm outlining there, which is that it's not actually in most of those instances it wasn't a funding problem, it was actually a problem about the resources. There wasn't first of all, for example, in Waterford there's one inspector going around the place to decide whether you get the money or not, and then if the decision is made that you are getting the money, the problem is with getting the contractors to put them in place. So my question is, how will you resource the funding or the adaptations that you're now funding?
Well, within each local authority, we do ensure that the qualifying applicants have access to engineers, that they have access to resources. We've also introduced an age-friendly homes programme, which has provided up to 31 resources to deliver these types of grant schemes to support older people.
I want to move on the broader issue of housing because we're seeing Sinn Féin and Social Democrats' alternative budgets being launched. Sinn Féin saying it's going to deliver with 300,000 new homes over a government term, including 125,000 social homes. And the Social Democrats will be speaking to Cian O'Callaghan shortly, but they're saying today that the government have failed miserably to provide enough affordable housing to put a roof over people's heads in this country. That's objectively true, isn't it?
I'd absolutely disagree with that assessment, Sarah. We certainly have made really significant progress. I think all the indicators have shown that supply is increasing overwhelmingly, and the trajectory is in the right. More than 35,000 homes have started in the first 8 months of this year.
Affordable homes we're talking about.
If you look at affordable homes, we have looked to deliver over 6,800 affordable homes for 2024.
We have no idea if you're going to reach those targets.
Well, if you look at both the Help to Buy scheme and the First Home scheme, we have seen significant take up on those seeking home ownership. We have seen over 4,000 people approved for the First Home scheme since its introduction. That's given a real chance for people to bridge the affordability.
No, but again, I'm talking about affordable homes. The First Home scheme allows people to get on the property market. I'm talking about people who want to buy an affordable home. And one of the things that the government has been talking about for months now, and it was launched this week, was the Shangana project. And we saw affordable, in inverted commas, homes being launched there. But they're not actually affordable, are they? It's 478,000 for a two-bed.
Well, if you look at the affordable schemes, we're looking to deliver them right across the country. The LDA are doing a tremendous job in activating sites in partnership with the local authority. As you said, Shangana, over 500 affordable homes to be delivered.
But do you think that's affordable?
Affordability, Sarah, is based on a number of criteria.
Yeah.
Location, the price of land, the market price within an area. It varies across various regions. I know if you look at a local authority...
So if you live in Dublin, you should... this is what Fine Gael is telling us. If you live in Dublin, 478,000 for a two-bed home is affordable, or has to be affordable, because that's what the government is delivering.
Well, certainly the analysis and the assessment that would be put on to an affordable housing scheme would ensure that the subsidy being applied is reflective of the current market rate within the actual project. In terms of the type of development, the density of the number of homes to be delivered, and the subsidy that will be put on to the home and to the affordable...
You mean the equity that the local authority will take?
That's correct.
That's not a subsidy now. That's an equity stake that's completely different to a subsidy.
Well, if you're looking at a subsidy through a local authority affordable purchase scheme, you would either apply a €50,000 subsidy, a €75,000 subsidy, or a €100,000 subsidy.
That's the equity stake you're talking about.
That's correct.
I'm sorry, Minister, you can't call that a subsidy, because that's not money that's being given to somebody. That's money that's being effectively lent to somebody in return for a stake in their home.
Yes,
it's not a subsidy, it's an equity stake. And
but
that
stake has to be paid back. Yes, but
it's bridging the affordability gap at the moment. But the reality is, the ultimate cost of that home, if we're talking about a two-bed, is going to be €478,000, and that has to be paid back if the person who owns that home wants to give it to their children, for example.
Yes, and it is up to the purchaser through the affordable scheme on when they pay back that equity. And it is really important to stress, though, that is an affordable measure to allow people who aspire to become a homeowner to move from their parents' box room into home ownership. And it's a really important measure that this government is really, really focused on.
All right, I want to ask you finally about the OPW, because the Social Democrats today calling for a review of project spending by the Office of Public Works. And this comes after the latest revelations we heard yesterday about spending of €1.4 million on a security hut and, of course, the €336,000 bike shelter in Leinster House. Do you think it's appropriate now that there should be a review of overall spending on projects by the OPW?
Well, I certainly do. And as someone who has been a member of the Public Accounts Committee, it's really important that we do get transparency in relation to this. I'm glad to see that the OPW have taken immediate measures in future around value for money aspects of projects of this type of scale, and they become front and centre in the OPW's process.
So you're saying there should be a review. Who should carry out that review? Should it be independent?
I would absolutely support an independent review, because certainly questions need to be asked in relation to this role.
Okay. Minister of State at the Department of Housing, Alan Dillon, thank you very much for joining us. And that was the Minister speaking to me a little earlier on. We're joined now by Social Democrats TD and spokesperson for housing, Cian O'Callaghan. And Cian, you're welcome. And I might start just with that final point to the Minister, in which he's saying he would support an independent review of the spending on project spending by the OPW on the back of what we've heard about the security hut and the bike shed. Is that something that you're happy to hear?
You know, I do welcome that. I think the whole country is really shocked at this level of waste. I was talking today to two people who've come out of homelessness and have been in the trauma of homelessness and felt lucky to survive that experience and come out of it alive. And for people in situations like that, to see this kind of waste of spending when we can't seem to invest in housing to get people out of homelessness and you know, reduce the number of people coming to homelessness, it's just not in any way acceptable.
So you welcome the review. We also heard there from the Minister the government is planning to increase the housing adaptation grants, and you heard him outline what is going to happen. Do you welcome that?
I do welcome this, yeah. And I have to say, I think this is very much needed. The housing adaptation grants are a really great support for keeping people living in their homes independently. I think this is long overdue. The report, which was just the review that was just published today, we were promised that we were going to get that about 2 years ago. It really does beg the question, what's been happening with the report for the last 2 years? You know, has the government just been sitting on it and waiting to make this announcement as we're, you know, coming close to an election, or why is it taking them so long to publish this report and accept the recommendations on it?
You're not happy with the length of time, but you're happy with the action that's finally been taken. We might move on to your own alternative budget today, and big promises in that alternative budget. Some of the measures you're proposing are to begin phasing out subsidies for developers, use that money to fund the construction of additional affordable homes. You're planning to build 12,000 new social homes, 10,000 affordable homes, and double funding for homelessness prevention. Do you have any concerns by phasing out subsidies for developers as an example? There's plenty of other things there that developers won't like, that you could drive them away.
Yeah, I think it's important to phase them out as we're increasing the supply of affordable housing. So at the moment, what's happening is subsidies are going in generally, and it includes, you know, development levies are being waived, if you like, on some very expensive housing, let's say penthouse apartments or multi-million euro homes. They're having their development levies waived as a subsidy. So that doesn't make any sense to subsidise very expensive housing. We should, of course, be subsidising affordable housing and tying in subsidies with affordability. That does make sense. And that's what generally is done in other countries. They don't subsidise the very expensive high-end housing, which we are currently doing. It doesn't make any sense. Look, if someone is able to afford a multi-million euro home or whatever, good luck to them. But they don't need a subsidy, a public subsidy, to do that.
You also talk about removing tax exemptions and reliefs for REITs and other institutional investors. You're going to ensure capital gains are taxed to 33%, extend a special rate of stamp duty for bulk purchases to apartments, and apply a levy to REITs and IREFs. This is all, again, in relation to institutional investors. And I wondered, did you see the news earlier this week that there's 50,000 apartments in this country that are stalled because it's not viable to build them, apparently? And we heard from the CIF earlier in the week that international investors are not coming into the country anymore because it's not viable. How will those measures that you're talking about help that situation?
Yeah, well, I think it's very important that investment funds and international investors pay a fair share of tax, the same as anyone else. And in fact, this is an area that the government had promised action on. They promised that they would review the taxation here because the taxation being paid has fallen significantly and isn't being captured properly. So I think, there's a taxation fairness issue there. Mm. But again, in terms of where do we... So, you know, by not taxing international investment funds, that's effectively a subsidy. So again, we do believe...
You're also talking about applying a levy to them though, Cian, and I'm just wondering who's going to build the apartments, because the CIF is saying we need public funding. We have public funding of around 5 billion. They said we need 20 billion per annum. Yeah, and the state doesn't have that. We need that to come from outside the country. And yet the measures that you're talking about introducing would drive that international investment away, wouldn't it?
Well, that levy is actually just to to capture tax that is not being caught at the moment and should be getting paid. So it's not an additional levy. It's a levy to ensure that the taxation that isn't being caught at the moment is caught. Now, the very point is that what we should be doing in terms of subsidies or any measures is putting that into affordable housing. It shouldn't be going into the general housing supply. So that's where we want to put the emphasis. That's the big gap that we have between people who maybe don't qualify for social housing, can't afford full private market rates, and we don't have a large affordable housing sector like other countries have. And that's the bit that we really want to ramp up and put the resources into.
All right, Kinnear Callan from the Social Democrats, thank you for joining us.